I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak, one of the hosts for Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm joined today by Elliot Dumont of Roadrunner Bicycles, which is a bicycle shop out on East Speedway. Welcome, Elliot.
Hey, thanks.
And I invited Elliot to come talk to us today on Pedaling the Pueblo because he has a really great idea to, well, I'm going to let you explain the idea.
Sure, yeah. So the idea is to conduct a four-day woman, trans, and femme bicycle workshop, essentially. And what we'll be doing will be split into 2 days. The first 2 days will be bike mechanic focused. And the second 2 days will be bicycle infrastructure / kind of learn to ride focused. And the idea is to get people on bikes, but not just that, by literally giving them bikes donated by the University of Arizona, but also to empower them to ride their bikes by giving them the skills they need to maintain their bikes cheaply and efficiently, and how to confidently navigate the streets of Tucson, and specifically South Tucson, where the program will be taking place.
And you came up with this idea how?
It was kind of a combination of things. It's working with Living Streets Alliance on their bike repairs in South Tucson and seeing the need for that, and also the Cyclovia route that went through there. A friend of mine started a Women, Trans, and Femme bike workshop organization to help facilitate these workshops, and then a Quality Bicycle Products community grant. It's a wholesaler in the industry that is offering up community grant money to put on workshops like this. And so it all kind of happened around the same time, and I had this idea on the coattails of women's mechanic clinic class that we have at the bike shop, that there was a need for this. In addition, the Pima County Department of Transportation has shifted their funding to solely infrastructure-based and cutting funding for a lot of the programs that gave access to free mechanic classes, free learn-to-ride classes, and safety equipment to help people navigate the streets safely.
So the grant will get submitted. You'll find out if you are accepted as a grantee, and then what happens? Because let's just assume you're going to get it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. There's a lot of need. What happens next?
Well, we start the process. We finalize the dates for when it'll be taking place, which will be in November. We work with the John Valenzuela Youth Center, who's agreed to offer some space. We will start the outreach process to get people to sign up for this class and workshop by utilizing the resources that LSA has, the John Valenzuela Youth Center, and then whatever resources we have on hand to be able to distribute flyers and social media. And then it'll be coming up with a curriculum, gathering materials and supplies, and then come November, putting it on.
How many participants will the workshop be capped at?
The first 3 days will be 15, but then the final day will include a ride through South Tucson, exhibiting all the infrastructure that's there, bicycle infrastructure, and how to navigate through that. That is open to all members of the community.
So participants through this program will be given a bike. They will learn how to overhaul the bike top to bottom,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll learn how to ride a bike in an urban setting.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds phenomenal. And so, like you said, we'll be using resources such as social media, the livingstreetsalliance.org website, and flyers and other methods to get the word out about the program once it's funded and it's scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people listening think they know people who live in, well, it's open to anybody anywhere, right? They don't have to live in a specific area, or?
We're focusing this on South Tucson specifically because of the socioeconomic need, mm-hmm. And the position that South Tucson is in. So we'd like them to be from South Tucson.
So Southside residents and women, trans, femme identifying people.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck. And we look forward to hearing about when the awardees are notified.
Yeah, that'll be May 1st. So
okay, soon.
The submission is today, so I'll be submitting that after this show, actually. And then we get to cross our fingers and hope.
Yeah. We'll be pulling for you.
Well, thank you so much, Kylie.
Thank you, Elliot.
Yep.
Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.